it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome to the Barca Blaugranas podcast. My name is Josh. I hope everyone had a lovely weekend getting to watch Barcelona just put on an absolute show against Valladolid. Tomorrow we have the it's hard to say things are important this early in the season, especially with Sevilla's form thus far being kind of crap. But, you know, playing Sevilla on the road is always an important match in terms of a measuring stick for Barcelona. But today we're going to go over the transfer window. So yesterday was the close of the transfer window. For those of you that were following along, there was some ups and downs. Here's the thing. I'm not gonna throw anyone under the bus. The Gerard Romero stuff was hilarious. The ups and downs of Barcelona reportedly, according to Gerard Romero, working on a deal for a surprise player. The surprise mystery player was going to be someone that arrived if they were able to make a deal with outgoing players, in particular Memphis Depay and Miralem Pjanic, neither of which, of course, happened. And the mystery player, of course, was Bernardo Silva, which I don't really understand why that was a mystery player. There were kind of rumors that Barcelona were interested in making a deal. It, of course, never happened. Barcelona also reportedly, according to Gerard Romero, received a 100 million euro bid for Frenkie de Jong. We can assume that was from Manchester United. Although I don't know how they had any money left over to do something like that. Here's the thing. I can believe that Barcelona were interested in making a move for Bernardo Silva. And honestly, who am I to say that Barcelona couldn't facilitate that sort of move after the transfer window they had? But it was kind of hilarious seeing it unfold online that way, especially once it became clear that Memphis Depay was staying with his tweet that he was staying. I think for the club, it's an excellent transfer window. Like, you'll have to excuse me. I'm dealing with a bit of a cold, so the brain is just completely foggy right now. So it's probably going to be clunkier than usual today, but I did want to go over the ingoing and outgoing players, just kind of a quick summary. Renato put together a great piece summarizing all of the ingoing and outgoing moves of Barcelona's business on BarcelonaBlaugranas.com. So outgoing, Philippe Coutinho to Aston Villa for 20 million. We're just going to brush by that one. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang to Chelsea for 12 million. There's a lot of these. I mean, Oscar and Puig both left. Braithwaite, Neto, Dani Alves, Des went to AC Milan on a loan with a 20 million buy option. Trincao went to Sporting KC or CP for a loan with a 7 million buy option. Lenglet and Umtiti both went out on loan. there's a lot of deals with them going out, but we're not really interested in all that. Coming in, Marcus Alonso and Hector Bellerin, both yesterday on Freeze. I don't know how I feel about both of those guys, particularly Alonso. I think Bellerin, we know what we're getting. Like, it's a decent fullback, not our first choice. I think our first choice was Meunier from Dortmund, but that obviously didn't happen. Seeing Dest go out and see these two guys come in, I don't know. It's good, right? Like, I think Alonso in the right system can be good. We saw him in his early days at Chelsea being excellent, and I think...
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Deployed with the right amount of minutes, he could be good. Same thing with Bellerin. The other two guys that came in on Freeze were Frank Kessie and Andreas Christensen. Then the players for fees, Pablo Torre from Santander for $5 million, Jules Koundé from Sevilla for 50, Rafinha from Leeds for 58, and then of course Robert Lewandowski from Bayern for 45. All those players have add-ons. In particular, Pablo Torre has $20 million potentially in add-ons if certain performance incentives are met. I'm not going to do the thing where I grade Barcelona's transfer window. I think if I'm rating it, I would just rate it as excellent. Like, the fact that they were able to get someone like Robert Lewandowski, who we're already seeing make an incredible impact. You're able to get Rafinha. And here's the thing. On the list of incoming players, it doesn't even include keeping Memphis Depay, keeping Ousmane Dembele. Those are two excellent, I mean, particularly Dembele. I think Depay, I don't know why he didn't want to leave. I understand, like, Barcelona wanting to facilitate a move for him so he's not going to be unhappy, but I guess I don't really understand why he didn't want to leave. Like, he's never going to be a star. I shouldn't say never. In the right circumstances with injuries, he could start on this team, but he's not going to start on this team. Like, he's going to be a really good backup option, which is good for Barcelona, especially with Aubameyang heading out. And I think being able to keep him, and you could potentially throw him up as a Lewandowski replacement with a substitution move or in, Copa del Rey matches, that kind of thing. I think the most interesting piece about this is that Depay seems somewhat happy to stay. And I think if a motivated Memphis Depay is there trying to put on an excellent half season with a move away in January or an excellent full season with a move away next summer, like, that's good for Barcelona. And then obviously keeping Dembele. There was a time earlier in the summer where I thought that they were going to lose Dembele. I thought that they weren't going to be able to sign Robert Lewandowski. And I was very confused as to what this team's attacking structure was going to look like heading forward. And now it's like their attack is incredible. And I don't need to summarize all the attacking pieces, but with Fati, Dembele there, and all the existing guys that they brought in, this team's attacking structure is set up for, you know, to be one of the best in Europe, to be potentially the best in Spain, along with Real Madrid. And it's just incredibly exciting. And I think the fact that they were able to, you know, slightly bolster the fullback position yesterday with Alonso and Bellerin coming in is great because, frankly, the amazing center back core they have, I didn't want to have to see them playing outside at fullback. And now, you know, we can do less of that with Bellerin coming in at right back. Alonso coming in to, you know, sort of fill the gaps on the left side, especially with the weird Jordi Alba stuff that was happening. Apparently he was offered to Inter for a loan deal. He found out about it and he was kind of pissed. He wants to stay at Barcelona. He wants to fight for his place and get playing time ahead of the World Cup. He knows how important that is. Especially with Alejandro Balde playing great in lieu of Alaba, and then of course with Marcus Alonso arriving, there's actually competition at the fullback position now for Barcelona, and it's somewhat good competition, and it's exciting. this team is great, and they got to keep like all of, you know, what am I, 6 minutes into this, I haven't even mentioned the fact that they've kept Frankie de Jong, and I thought for sure Frankie was going to leave. They really wanted him to leave, but he stayed, and all that means is Barcelona have a world-class midfielder there, and this team is going to be incredibly exciting over the long term. I think they have depth. They have ridiculous amount of talent. This was an incredible transfer window, and there's a lot to be excited about if you're a Barcelona fan. That's all I have today. Again, not feeling so good, so this is going to be a shorter podcast than usual, but I hope you all enjoyed it. I hope you are subscribed to the podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, all the places to get your podcasts. Guys, we had a great Barcelona transfer window after some pretty sad ones in the past couple of years. Let's celebrate it. Let's hope that the levers weren't taking out loans from the mob or something like that, and they were legit. I'm kidding, mostly. Yeah, enjoy the football this weekend. Huge match away at Sevilla, and then we start the Champions League run after that. So looking forward to it. Hope everyone has a good weekend, and I'll talk to you next time.